This is Lauren
from Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
I should fall for grace of God, where no doctor can relieve me if I'm buried beneath the sod. But the angels won't see me. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud where it's all a dry. This land was always theirs, was the proud land of our fathers. It belongs to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go. Let them go, boys. Let them go down in the mud when it's all dry.
All right, that was the Pogues from their album, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. That was the title track. And I play that in memory of Shane McGowan, who died early this morning. Longtime front person singer for the Pogues. And longtime alcoholic and had some rough last years. And died, so I know a lot of people are mourning him. I had a song lined up to play to say goodbye to Henry Kissinger as well, but then Shane McGowan died, and I was like, okay, I'd rather celebrate someone's life than tell someone to go to hell. So that's for Shane McGowan. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And on today, a preview for a couple of things happening this weekend, as is my wont. A new song from Real Estate, new song from Ducks Limited and Feeling Figures and Hotline TNT. But we're going to start local. We're going to start with Nonla. So Nonla put out an EP a couple years ago, and they've just released their debut single for Mint Records, with whom they've signed. So Nonla is the project of Dan Ahn, who has been in a number of amazing bands, The Oz and Maneater. And TV Ugly. And is just a great artist. So exciting that Nonla is entering a new phase. So we're going to listen to the song Homes. This is Nonla and their new single. Here we go.
Known you always do not what's
It's 'cause I wanted to see the best in you, and I was blinded 'cause it could be so, so good. And now I don't know what to say. Still get to do what you do. Now do you think you're being warm when you are really spreading fires? And I still want the best for you. Yeah, I was blinded 'cause it could be so, so good. And now I don't know what to say. Now I'm a fool. And I still get to do what you do. Even if it takes a while, still I think that I could wait for you. Even if it takes a while, still I think that I could wait for you. For you to come around and fix everything that you've messed somehow. Even if it takes a while, still I think that I could wait for you.
So while, still I think that I can win.
All right. That was Hotline TNT from their new record, Cartwheel. That was the song I Thought You'd Change. They are playing a bunch. I think they're coming to town in support of someone. Hotline TNT on the up and up. Before that, we heard Feeling Figures from Montreal. That was from the new album Migration Magic. That was the song Across the Line. Before that, we heard Toronto's Ducks Limited from their newly announced record Harm's Way. That was the debut single entitled Hollowed Out. And at the top, we heard the new single from Nonla, and that was Homes. All right, we have some breaking news here on CITR. Breaking news. I'm getting a slip of paper here from the Shindig desk. Yes. Yeah, we have an update on Shindig results for 2023. Just announced, the finalists for Shindig 2023 are Seeing Gray. Oh, no, that's an ad. I don't want that. Seeing Gray, The Houseplants, Feedlot, and Worry Wart. So once again, the finalists for Shindig 2023, fresh from the Shindig desk here at CITR News headquarters, Seeing Gray, The Houseplants, Feedlot, and Worrywart. And you can see them duke it out for Shindig Champion title 2023 this coming Tuesday, December 5th at Redgate. So those four bands will be facing off. In a, you know, it's all subjective. Who knows who's the best band? But there will be one winner declared at the end of that night. So I was poking around. I couldn't really find any recorded music for Feedlot or Seeing Gray, but maybe I'll find something in the next few minutes. But I did find some songs that I could play for Houseplants and Worrywart. So let's start off with Houseplants. This is their song, Edge of the World. Here we go. Shindig finalists 2023, The Houseplants. We'll be right back.
There's a through my skin, but she worn out to speaks, really just revolving background from the corner to her slimy black eyelid. Interior is open and closed beyond that. Is it crack on the floor? Is a tepid song there for that's trying in those silence and evoking something that's a strange with a memory that we're just used to be a plan for our future. She thinks she's pretty.
All right, that was Worrywart from there with their song Pretty Ugly Version. And they are one of the four finalists for Shindig 2023. So congrats to all of them. So Worrywart, Feedlot, Houseplants, and Seeing Gray. Great, great stuff. All right. Before next Tuesday, when Shindig Finals happens, there's other shows happening, including this very evening. Foxgloves are going to be playing with Hello Blue Roses at the Lido. I'm going to be there. Say hi if you see me and you know who I am. Should be a fun night of some very mellow music. So let's give a listen to Foxgloves. This is Mess of the Day. Here we go. Here is Foxgloves.
We are the masters through the cloud. Thank you. Presents Garrett T. Willie at the Wise Hall, performing his debut album, Same Pain. This 23-year-old from King Come Inlet offers the world something it has genuinely been missing for a while, a contemporary take on hardscrabble blues and the purest, rawest rock and roll. Don't miss Garrett T. Willie's show at the Wise Hall on December 2nd, and be sure to catch his in-studio performance and interview on Noise Complaint by CITR 101.9, also on December 2nd.
Kalalalalam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalalam.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Right from his new album, Salience Network, that was Kevin Romaine. And that was the song Fireball. And yeah, jazz can be pop music too. Kevin is in the band Only a Visitor and has been in a number of different bands. I think he was in Rollmock briefly as well. Is that right? Anyways, he has been in lots of bands and around town. And as far as I know, this is his first proper record under his name. So congrats on that achievement, Kevin. Before that, we heard Shabison, Kurgovich, and Harris from their album Philadelphia. That was the song Tuesday Afternoon. An instrumental version of that song, which was on the album Florence, which was the instrumental version of that record, Philadelphia, appeared in the movie Dream Interpreter. This is a new short film by Derek Jansen, who's done a number of music videos for Nick Kurgovich and others. And it stars Nathan Hare, great formerly local comedian, and Aaron Reed, a local man of many talents. Anyways, that had its debut at the Lido last Tuesday. And I forget the name of the site. I think it's called Eternal Family. It's like an oddball weirdo video streaming site. It's available there. And I've got a 1 week trial so that I could watch Dream Interpreter. Short film, 12 minutes, worth your time. Kind of a nice, little dreamy, strange trip into Nathan Hare's mind. Before that, we heard Hello Blue Roses from their most recent album, Wild Nights. That was the song Sweet Smell of Success. And at the top, we heard Foxgloves. And both Foxgloves and Hello Blue Roses will be at the Lido tonight. This Saturday, there's a bunch of cool things happening. So at 648 Kingsway, a former Toast Space. They're having a fundraiser, and so tickets are going to keep 648 Kingsway going through these cold winter months. And so Cam and Sarah, Boy Motor, Cheap Flavor, Devours, and AKA Sublime will all be performing as a part of that. And then also the band Yep, local prog band, are having their annual holiday bake sale. So that features Be Afraid, Roach McGurk, Speed Reader, and Yep. And they'll also have a live karaoke band. And all proceeds from that go to the Urban Native Youth Association. So two very good causes. Don't know if you have plan for Saturday night yet, but if you don't have a plan, you do now, because either of those shows would be great. Let's give a listen to Speed Reader. This is from their recent demos release, and this is the song Waffles. Here is Speed Reader.
Enter this world on your birthday. Body hair if you wanna break.
friends. That hour flew by. We're already at 1 o'clock. We just heard Be Afraid from their recent album, The End Looks Like Prosperity. That was the song Hello Ugly. And before that, Waffles by Speed Reader, both of them at Redgate on Saturday. Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff I was going to play, and I ran out of time. So, oh well. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for listening. I only let one email notification slip through onto the air, so that was pretty good by my standards. Yeah, so going to close out with a band called Blue Jay. This is the project of Justice McLennan, who has been in a bunch of other bands, including Mesa Luna. He has a new record out called Deep in the Fade, and he's going to be playing at Green Auto tonight, along with other people and DWI. So we're going to listen to the song Too Tired to Talk. I would know nothing about that. That has never come up in my daily life. So Too Tired to Talk. This is Blue Jay. Go see him tonight if you feel like it. And otherwise, I will see you next week back here on CITR. Thanks for listening. Take care. Yeah.